Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
.412 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Hey, how you doing, Pensacola? Thank you so much for having us on. Chris Bryant, Austin Price with you on this Thursday afternoon. And what a Thursday afternoon this is going to roll out to be. Very excited to be speaking to Gay Valmont. Of course, she is going up against Jimmy Patronus in that District 1 race. Yes, she faces Patronus in the April 1st special congressional election. By the way, early voting is still going on, so might want to take a stab at that. But we will talk to her coming up at 4:20 this afternoon, and I'm very excited about that. Had a chance to speak to my good friend Ron Helms locally. He's a community leader locally, and we were talking about that. I said, okay, Ron, how can you put me in touch with Gay?
Simple as that.
He did a real nice job on that one. So we'll be talking to Gay. I'm looking excited to that. We'll also be talking to Jake Gray during the 5 o'clock hour, during our sports segment. Bull Rider.
Yes, yeah.
Bull Rider.
Because it's a bull bash, correct?
That's right. Yeah, in more ways than one, I'm sure. But yeah, the Bulls are in town Friday and Saturday over at the Equestrian Center. I'm going. Saturday night, because you were here Friday, but I'm going. Anyway, those are a couple of issues that we'll be looking at, but if you're excited like I am, let's go ahead and jump into the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Well, UWF Board of Trustees appointee Adam Kissel was not confirmed by the Senate Appropriations Committee on Wednesday. Florida Board of Governors appoints Rebecca Matthews, Rachel Moya, and Ashley Ross were confirmed and will now move on to another confirmation hearing before the Senate Ethics and Elections Committee. Also, the state could be getting rid of community redevelopment agencies. Say it's not so. Well, it is so. There is a bill moving through the legislature that, if passed, would terminate CRAs by 2045. Pensacola and Escambia County officials support CRAs, saying they help foster economic development and growth in our communities. Proponents of the bill here point to misappropriations of CRA funds. A little concern there. They wanted to kind of grab that in there. And also hands-on science experiments on hold as the Pensacola Mess Hall's outreach program has been halted as an executive order mandates the elimination of the Institute of Museum and Library Sciences, a place where the Mess Hall received money for their 6 cents program. Well, not anymore. The outreach program targets students who do not have labs for hands-on learning at their schools.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service has now called for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day and learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Looking at the roads here, don't have too much going on that you wouldn't normally expect. We do have some backups on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Also at the intersection of Michigan Avenue and Mobile Highway. That's especially if you're traveling westbound on Michigan heading towards that intersection there. And Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point looking especially rough at this time. As for the weather, 75 degrees, low of 62 tonight. Tomorrow going to be mostly sunny, high of 74 and a low of 65.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Boy, I tell you, it's something else. I'm just getting everything underway for the state of activities. And I'll tell you this. Here you go. It's Santa Rosa County has that new tourist development tax online filing system. It goes into effect Tuesday, April 1st. The system is designed to streamline the tax filing process in preparation to go live with the new system. Current tax system is unavailable today.
And, you know, since you're talking about taxes, a Florida lawmaker wants to lower the state sales tax. House Speaker Daniel Perez is asking the Ways and Means Committee to reduce the sales tax to 5.25%. He says the move will save Florida residents almost $5 billion a year.
In other Florida stories, a special election being held for a vacant congressional seat in Florida underway. Todd Pirro has more on this.
Trump-backed Republican Randy Fine is facing off against Democrat Joshua Wheel in Tuesday's race. Recent poll shows Fine leading Wheel 48 to 44%. That's really close in what I think a lot of people expected to be a slam dunk. A Florida Governor Ron DeSantis raising concerns about turnout, quote, "It's going to be a way underperformance from when I won that district and what President Trump won in November," end quote. President Trump dominated in this deep red district with 65% of the vote in his race against Vice President Kamala Harris. And on the district level, National Security Advisor, now National Security Advisor, Mike Waltz got almost 67% of the vote when he ran for that seat.
And a student is accused of threatening to carry out a school shooting in Hillsborough County. Tampa police say the 15-year-old girl was arrested on Monday. According to police, the teen posted a threat on social media saying, "That's it, I'm shooting my school up." The student at Plant High School reportedly admitted to the post and told detectives that she had become upset over a dispute with a friend.
Okay, police are responding to a shooting in Pembroke Park, Florida. Not sure where this is. It's about 18 miles north of Miami. Well, Channel 7 News, Nicole Lasatea is on the scene for the latest.
A man shot a woman, two children described as an infant and a toddler, and another child as well. We understand that that is a young girl, and then turned the gun on himself. We are told per sources that he and the young girl did survive and were taken to the hospital, but all of those others did not.
I just heard like eight shots coming from the fourth floor, and when I came out for the front of the building, that's a girl just told me that somebody killed, trying to shoot himself and shoot his wife and three kids.
We don't know how any of these folks might be related, if they're related at all.
Alrighty, just about 4:18 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, Chris has a sit-down with Gay Valmont. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her.
WadeMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This is war. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is war.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
422 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, looking in a good-looking Thursday afternoon. Hope you're having a good day. Thank you so much for having us on. It is a very special day because I would like to welcome in a lady I have followed for quite a while now. Gay Valamont's joining us this afternoon. Hey, Gay, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We're doing pretty darn good. You know, the thing I like about kind of perusing over your background and bio, I really thought it was pretty interesting. How does someone that makes the leap from sports medicine to politics, how did that happen?
Well, to tell you the truth, I worked in predominantly black schools in downtown Atlanta.
Okay.
And seeing the discrepancies in the black community, I decided to get politically involved. And one thing led to the to another. And I've kind of always been involved in politics, I guess. My mother was a Democrat. My dad was a Republican. So you can imagine the conversations at home. And so I've always kind of been involved on both sides.
Okay, let me set the playing field here. Of course, you face Republican Jimmy Patronis in the April 1st special congressional election. By the way, early voting is open right now until 7 o'clock, so take advantage of that. Last November,
yep.
Matt Gaetz won a fifth term in office but resigned several weeks later. Here you go. Now you're going to move way into a second congressional campaign in less than a year. Tell me, how much of a difference is it?
Oh, it's night and day. It's night and day running running against Patronis. It's my campaign is an actual campaign this time around. Last time around, I wanted to talk about the issues so much, and everybody just wanted to talk about Matt Gaetz.
Right.
They wanted to tell me a story about Matt Gaetz. They wanted to tell me how much they hate him. They wanted to tell me about him when he was in middle school, just stories about Matt Gaetz. And it was, as if I was running against a celebrity villain and a ghost. He was never here. And so this time around, I've been able to talk to people about the issues and things that matter most to the people of this district, like us all going broke.
Right. Yep. That's a pretty strong point. 425, we're talking to Gay Valamont in that first congressional district election, the special election coming up here, facing Jimmy Patronis. Okay, if you were to put a 30-second elevator speech on your head right now, what's the top issue?
Yeah.
I mean, bottom line, what is the top issue you're talking about in this campaign?
We're talking about, we have our top three issues. Our top three issues are people going broke and the cost of living. That is the one thing I hear from everybody. The cost of living, insurance, homeowners insurance, car insurance, health insurance. And right now everybody's concerned about losing their jobs, federal workers losing their jobs. The VA being cut severely is a huge issue right now. people are scared.
Yeah, when you talk about the VA issue in hospital and all, how serious is what's going on out there right now?
So our VA is at 140% capacity today, mm-hmm. and that's without any cuts. Last week, the administration announced that they were cutting 83,000 jobs from the VA. Now, I'm going to throw a bunch of numbers at you. We service at our VA 36,000 vets, and 20 new vets walk in the door every day. Mm. We have no room to grow. We don't have enough staff to take care of the ones that we have, and we don't have enough space. And with the notion that we're going to cut 83,000 jobs from the VA and services won't be touched, or won't be delayed, the math does not add up. So fighting hard for our veterans right now is top priority.
Both you and Patronus say you're going to work to protect District 1's military bases, but you have a pretty different view here. What is your posture on this issue?
Well, not losing anything yet. You know, while Matt was in... office, we lost two squadrons. We want to keep the squadrons that we have. We also, have another program that's on the chopping block because it is because it's expensive, but it's safer for our pilots. And so, I am looking to keep that, and keep our Blues strong. But we also have to consider. You know, our enlisted are having a hard time finding places to live.
Absolutely.
Our enlisted can't afford to live off base with their families because, you know, and it's wrong. It shouldn't happen. They just got a 15% raise, but many of our enlisted depend on SNAP benefits to pay their families.
Right.
So I am concerned with all aspects of our military bases and keeping our people warfighter ready, because you can't, if you're not taking care of your family, or if you can't take care of your family at home, if you don't have a safe place for them to be or food on the table, your mind is somewhere else. It is not on the mission at hand. So we have to do everything we can to keep our military warfighter ready and comfortable here in Pensacola.
Yeah, that about sums it up there pretty right on target. Gay Valmont, good luck to you, the Democratic candidate going for that special congressional election April 1st. Early voting's in order right now, so make sure you take care of that. And Gay, it's been a pleasure talking to you today.
Thank you so much. And I just want to mention, Chris, I want Republicans to take a chance on me. And, you know, if I don't do what I say I'm going to do, fire me in 2 years. I don't believe that congressmen, congress people, representatives should be there forever anyway. But I'm a doer, and so please take a chance on me, and I will do everything I can to protect the people here.
There you go. And listen, thanks for your time this afternoon.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, Gay Valmont. She's off and running. Take it on Jimmy Patronus in that special election. And as I said, early voting is in order, so take advantage of that. Election coming up on Tuesday.
And something that I applaud them both for is that they're, you know, typically politicians get a bad rap for dancing around questions or not answering on what they're going to do. They're telling you, listen, these are our plans.
She
this is what we want.
She was straightforward. She was absolutely straightforward with
it. And so was Jimmy last night.
Yeah,
so
Jimmy.
Both of them hit
between
the nail
him
on the
and
head.
The truck ride heading to Crestview. That's where we caught him. You know that.
Right. You know what? Speaking of trucks, I'll tell you very quickly. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. And for the weather, sitting in the 70s, and obviously it's beautiful skies out there. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Our sports segment coming up after this.
Fox News on Tom Graham. President Trump withdrawing Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik from consideration as U.N. ambassador. Texas Senator John Cornyn telling Fox News the move is being made to protect the GOP's razor-thin majority in the House.
She would have been a terrific ambassador to the United Nations. She's very articulate and forceful and thoughtful. But I also joined her and the speaker and others wanting to make sure that we can get President Trump's agenda passed through the House.
No word on a new nominee. Federal authorities are identifying the suspect, an MS-13 gang leader arrested early in the morning in a raid in Virginia. Fox's David Spund.
His name is Henry Josue Villatoro Santos, 24 years old, arrested at an apartment complex about 40 minutes southwest of Washington.
Authorities say he's an illegal immigrant from El Salvador. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The U.S. economy grew faster than anticipated in the final 3 months of 2024, according to the Commerce Department. Gross domestic product accelerated at a pace of 2.4% for the October through December period. That marks a 0.2% increase over previous estimates. Video game company Ubisoft today announcing it's creating a new gaming subsidiary with Chinese tech giant Tencent investing $1.25 billion into the venture. Ubisoft says the subsidiary will focus on their best-known franchises, including Assassin's Creed, Far Cry, and Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six. The move follows months of speculation about Ubisoft's future. In January, the company appointed advisors to review its strategic options. U.S. crude oil futures for May delivery were up slightly, sitting below $70 a barrel. That's your...
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. LeBron James against Stephen A. Smith is entertaining, but it's absolutely pointless. LeBron's fake and sensitive gripe with Stephen A. is silly, and we all know Stephen A. Smith was absolutely never going to swing at LeBron. It was also lame of LeBron to lie about Brian Windhorst. But the sad part is, this beef is one of the most entertaining parts of the NBA season, but hey, that's par for the course for the NBA these days. I'm Zach Gelb.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project, we never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
That's awful, huh?
My brother got life insurance from Ethos and it only took 10 minutes. And he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online, no medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit ethos.com/sports. ethos.com/sports.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male. Billed monthly.
Looking for the perfect kitchen, bath, or flooring? At Home Outlet, we don't just promise the guaranteed lowest price, we back it up.
Yeah, but how low are we talking?
We'll beat any competitor's price by 10%.
That's wow. But okay, what makes your store better?
Funny you should ask. We're 100% employee owned. Everyone here has a stake in making your home projects affordable and stress-free.
So I'm getting expert advice, unbeatable prices, and I'm supporting employees who actually care?
Exactly. Why shop anywhere else? Home Outlet, kitchens, baths, floors, and more at the guaranteed lowest price. Visit us at homeoutlet.com today. Day.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. There are now over 150,000 lawyers in the state of Florida. However, less than 1,000 are board-certified civil trial lawyers. I am proud to say that I have been board-certified since 1993. If you need help with any injury case, call me, Terrence A. Gross, at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
Catch all of Westwood One sports coverage of the NCAA tournament on our sister station ESPN Pensacola. Friday, beginning at 6, Ole Miss tangles with Michigan State, Kentucky rumbles with Tennessee, Michigan clashes with Auburn, and Purdue goes up against Houston. The NCAA tournament is presented by Shrimp Basket, Emerald Coast Coins, Bamboo Willies on Pensacola Beach, Paul's Hardware, Florida's Finest Structures, and Buggy Works, a News Radio 92.3 sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM, 99.1 FM. It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Instinctively you give to me the love that I need. 437 News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you. Hey, thanks a lot for having us on today. Let's go ahead. We're going to get into sports here. We got some sports to cover for you. The top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, Mothers Against Drunk Driving of Northwest Florida awarded Escambia officers. I wanted to give them credit because these guys never get the show light, you know, that they deserve. Lieutenant Brian Shorette, Deputy Timron Young, and Deputy Adam Noray for their service and dedication by making over 40 DUI arrests total in 2024. Congratulations to those guys. Mad honoring those gentlemen. Logistics and funding continues to plague the General Daniel Chappie James Jr. Memorial Project. Mayor Eaves has suggested moving the site to a more cost-effective location in Vets Memorial Park. Reeves says relocating the memorial site may meet special requirements to allow the use of tourism tax dollars. And to kick off National Child Abuse Prevention Month in April, Gulf Coast Kids House is hosting an open house happening right now until 6 o'clock this afternoon, 3401 North 12th Avenue. The Prevention Month is designed to raise awareness about child abuse, neglect, and support survivors.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Well, Steelers star defensive end Cameron Hayward clarifying his comments about an all-time quarterback. He told NFL Network on Wednesday that it would be really cool to have a guy like Aaron Rodgers on the team. However, Hayward said a week ago that he wouldn't join the former Super Bowl champion on a darkness retreat or bend over backwards to recruit him. Rodgers running out of suitors after the Giants signed Russell Wilson on Tuesday.
What does that mean?
I think he was making a joking reference to how Rodgers goes off and does drugs in a hut. But he also said, I'm not going to bend over backwards to recruit him, basically. And that's the more serious note, saying, listen, I'm not going to bust my hump. We are not going to bust our hump to bend our knee to this guy.
All right. Second weekend of the men's NC2A tournament tips off today. Joe Morgan has a preview.
March Madness won't have a Cinderella story this year. The Sweet 16 gets underway tonight, and it's all about the power conferences. For the first time since the bracket expanded to 64 teams in 1985, the Sweet 16 is completely made up of teams from power conferences, including seven from the SEC. The only double-digit seed remaining, the 10th-seeded Arkansas Razorbacks, take on 3-seed Texas Tech in the final game of the night. To start the fun, 6-seed BYU looks to upset 2-seed Alabama before 4-seed Maryland and 1-seed Florida square off in San Francisco. And then, the premier matchup of the night, as Cooper Flagg and 1-seed Duke look to advance to the Elite Eight when they take on Caleb Love and 4-seed Arizona. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Yeah, this bracket is so rare because the Big East is having a pretty bad year. But I did want to remind you that Westwood One sports coverage of the NCAA men's tournament is on ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, or on your ESPN Pensacola mobile app. ESPN Pensacola is your home for March Madness this basketball season.
I wonder how many times this guy's done this. LeBron James saves the Lakers from going into overtime, and the Sweet 16 will face off in the latest round of March Madness. Jared Max has the latest.
Fox Sports Update.
Luka with two for the win. Dump it in for the count. LeBron James at the buzzer. He says, rack it up.
On ESPN, LeBron James tipped in the winning basket for the Lakers, who beat the Pacers in Indianapolis 120-119. LeBron James scored 10 of his 13 points in the final quarter. He extended his NBA record to 1,283 consecutive games with at least 10 points. Through the first three quarters at Indiana, LeBron had only 3 points on 0-for-6 shooting. Luka Doncic scored 34 points to lead the Lakers. He hit 6 three-pointers, also had 7 rebounds and 7 assists. Out the last 5 games with an ankle injury, reigning league MVP Nikola Jokic returned to the Nuggets last night and produced a triple-double. 39 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists. Denver beat Milwaukee 127-117. The reigning champion Celtics won their 7th game in a row, snapped the Suns' 4-game win streak, 132-102. The Knicks could have clinched a playoff spot, but they lost to the Clippers, 126-113. James Harden and Kawhi Leonard combined for 56 points for Los Angeles. The Raptors beat the Nets 116-86, Wizards over the Sixers 119-114. Men's NCAA basketball tournament resumes tonight. 4 games in the round of the Sweet 16. First game just after 7 Eastern, Alabama versus BYU. 30 minutes later, Florida takes on Maryland. The later games, Duke against Arizona and Texas Tech versus Arkansas. Welcome to opening day of the Major League Baseball season. 8 days since the Dodgers and Cubs wrapped up a 2-game regular season series in Tokyo. All 30 Major League teams scheduled to play today. First game, 3 p.m. Eastern in New York, where the reigning American League champion Yankees will host the Brewers. Shortly after, the Orioles and the Blue Jays will take the field in Toronto. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And we're getting an update today on Victor Wembanyama's recovery from a blood clot, which ended his NBA season. The coach of the French national team confirmed to reporters that the Spurs All-Star has received surgery. He said that Wemby feels good and everything's going well in his rehab, but it's unclear if he'll play for France in the Eurobasket Championship, which starts in August.
Let's switch our gears a little bit. It's opening day, and there are some changes in MLB this year. Jared Max has the details.
What's different this year in Major League Baseball? The Oakland A's are playing the first of 3 seasons in Sacramento before they move to Las Vegas. After 1 year with the Yankees, Juan Soto is now on the Mets. The Yankees added starting pitcher Max Fried from the Braves, but lost starter Garrett Cole for the season to recent Tommy John surgery. Almost healed from the same procedure, Dodger slugger Shohei Ohtani will return to the pitching mound. The reigning World Series champs added Japanese pitcher Roki Sasaki, 2-time Cy Young winner Blake Snell, and reliever Tanner Scott. Alex Bregman left the Astros for the Red Sox, who also added starting pitcher Garrett Crochet from the White Sox. Pitcher Corbin Burns left the Orioles to sign with the Diamondbacks. Happy opening day. All 30 teams scheduled to play today. Jared Max, Fox News.
And, speaking of opening day, baseball fans trying to enjoy the experience, but they're encountering issues with MLB TV. Hundreds of users reported the app being down just after 3 p.m. Eastern time, so 2 p.m. our time. That was according to Down Detector. That's when the first games on today's schedule got underway, and there are 14 games on the schedule today in total.
Okay, don't forget, the 2025 Water Boys Spring Surf Classic is happening on Pensacola Beach tomorrow. Should be a lot of fun. That should... Well, let me put it like this. It could change if the weather turns bad. No matter, the competition will feature divisions for all surfers, and we'll see if we can get a better handle on that one. I found this to be interesting before we move on. A Tennessee Volunteers football legend set to replace Gary Danielson as CBS Sports lead college football analyst following the 25 season. According to a release from Paramount, former Vols football player Charles Davis will replace Danielson as the lead analyst for CBS Sports coverage. By the way, Davis has been doing NFL games over on CBS since 2020.
Yeah, that's how I know the name.
So he's not a young spry chicken. He's got some experience under his belt.
All righty.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see, looking at the roads here. Do have some backup still on Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. And on Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. Last major spot, unsurprisingly, is I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. As for the weather on a local scale, 75 degrees, low of 62 tonight. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 74, low of 65.
Okay, there's your footprint for local activity. If you're maybe doing some traveling this weekend, you better beware. Storms continuing in the northwest, while snow expected in the central U.S. Senior meteorologist Janice Dean has the latest Fox weather forecast.
The Northwest is getting clobbered with heavy rain, wind, and mountain snow. Some of this energy is going to help strengthen our next big cross-country storm system, developing over the weekend and bringing the potential for another severe weather event for areas impacted by dozens of tornadoes almost 2 weeks ago. Snow and ice expected over the northern plains and into the upper Great Lakes on Friday. We've got heavy rain and thunderstorms expected to develop today in Texas as well. Fox Weather, for all of your latest details, I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
The Department of Education reopening online applications for income-driven student loan repayment plans. The plans that are now available are income-based repayment, pay-as-you-earn, and income-contingent repayment. Those plans had been taken down by the Trump administration earlier this year.
Okay, let's look at some numbers. If you're in the market for possibly buying or selling a home, here they are, Mortgage News Daily. Release, by the way, they're saying the rate's pretty much holding steady, still below the 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reports average rate 30-year fixed mortgage 6.80%. The average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage 6.22%. SpaceX prepares to launch a 4-person mission on its first polar orbit mission. Now, this is interesting. Chris DiMeo has more on the story.
It'll happen in a SpaceX Dragon capsule that could unlock a new area in space for future spaceflights. This will be the first to view the Earth's north and south poles from low Earth orbit. The crew is aiming to conduct 22 different research experiments during the flight. They'll also conduct several biomedical research studies in orbit, including taking the first X-ray in space using a mobile MRI device. SpaceX says the crew completed their final training for the mission last week. Chris DiMeo, Fox News.
And Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says upcoming job and division cuts are meant to save close to $2 billion yearly. HHS announced it's cutting 10,000 jobs in addition to the 10,000 employees who voluntarily resigned earlier this year. And Kennedy added that the department will consolidate from 28 to 15 divisions and will reduce its original offices from 10 to 5.
Yeah, these tariffs on automobiles are going to get pretty serious here. So you think car costs are high today, huh?
Yeah.
Well, try purchasing a new presidential limo. It appears the beast is going to be replaced. The Homeland Security Department and Secret Service awarded GM a $14.8 million contract for development of a next-generation presidential limousine. The contract could be worth up to $40.8 million through 2029.
My goodness. And a top leader of an international criminal and terrorist gang under arrest. The FBI said a 24-year-old leader of the MS-13 gang was arrested this morning in Virginia. U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi says the arrest came from a joint operation among federal agencies and local police.
FDOT says drivers will encounter traffic disruptions. Now, today, a 3-month closure of Stacy Road. This is between West Quintet and Coweta Roads got underway. While crews install that new storm drain system, traffic will be detoured along Highway 95A and Coweta Road. The road, by the way, expected to be reopened by Tuesday, July 1st. Thought you were going to say Tuesday, April 1st.
Yeah,
nope.
I was expecting something more
July 1st.
Swift.
Yeah, a little bit longer.
And President Trump says he's asking his nominee for U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations to stay in Congress. Trump said it's essential that New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik stay in the House as Republicans need every seat they can get. The president said she has been vital to pushing forward his administration's agenda, and he added that he doesn't want to take a chance on anyone else running for her seat.
Lawmakers on the House, it's on that DOGE committee. Take an aim at NPR and PBS, holding a hearing today with the company's leaders. Fox has more from Capitol Hill.
A couple of headlines from this hearing. The CEO of NPR, Catherine Marsh, had to eat her own words about past disparaging comments that she tweeted about President Trump. She skipped a hearing last year about allegations of bias at NPR. She also admitted that her news organization failed to cover the Hunter Biden laptop story more aggressively and sooner. Now, President Trump wants to defund NPR, calling the organization unfair. While Republicans say PBS airs inappropriate content for children, playing out a video of a drag queen, PBS denied that.
All righty, just about 4:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, got some business news for you along with some health headlines. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Back in just a couple minutes.
Did Petronas is a Republican Florida congressional candidate and the Florida chief financial officer, and he joins me now. Donald Trump has endorsed you. He says Jimmy Petronas has done a tremendous job as CFO. Petronas has my complete and total endorsement. Run, Jimmy, run, he said.
That's my plan. Look, I'm born and raised in the Panhandle. I love this part of the state. But we've got an open border policy that's got to be closed. We will close that. We have got to restore our confidence in our military and give them the support that they deserve. We will do that with the Trump administration.
He said, run, Jimmy, run. And you said, yes, sir. We'll see how it all plays out.
It's been a wild ride these past few weeks. I've met so many great people, and with your support, I'll be the voice in Washington fighting for you, putting America first every single day. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Petronas, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support on April 1st. Paid for by Friends of Jimmy Petronas, Inc.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the proposal by Speaker of the House of Representatives in Tallahassee, Danny Perez, to eliminate a chunk of the state sales tax, reducing it from 6% to 5.25%, $5 billion a year of revenue. The sudden dust-up over the $2 million at Escambia County seemed like they had proposed to fund the demolition of the Old Baptist Hospital, which now they're acting like they don't have the money to do. And Kermit the Frog giving a commencement address? You can listen to all of those conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If it makes you happy,
it can't be that bad. Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's today's business news.
All right, News Radio 92.3. Good afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price here today. And let me just remind you, tomorrow night, Mega Millions took that big hit yesterday, down to $20 million now, $9.2 million. That is your cash option heading out the door. That's a Friday drawing. The Saturday drawing will be Powerball, $515 million, $242.7 million. Cash option, both of these games go off at 10 p.m., as I always say. Play wisely, and good luck to you. I love my, let me just put it out there, I love my Yeti. I've had a Yeti cup. Right. I've had a Yeti cup, the same one probably for 10 years. I love it. Well, something's happening over at Yeti. Outdoor recreation company Yeti is facing backlash from a conservative women's group. Sue Guzman has more.
The Claire Booth Luce Center for Conservative Women calling out Yeti after it denied a request to make more than $1,600 worth of its popular thermal mugs with their logo on it. This after fulfilling a previous order last year with the same logo. Fox Business reaching out to the company, which said it has a policy that prevents customizing products aligned with any political affiliations or organizations, adding, "We regret that due to a mistake, the policy was not followed on the previous order." The Claire Booth Luce Center for Conservative Women describing its ordeal on Instagram, saying, "We thought cancel culture went out with 2024, but here we are," adding, "Yeti, do better." Sue Guzman, Fox News.
And some Ferrari cars are about to become more expensive. The Italian automaker announced it will raise prices 10% for certain models after April 1st in response to new tariffs. On Wednesday, President Trump said all cars not made in the U.S. will be hit with 25% tariffs. You heard us talking about that earlier. The tariffs will raise the price of Ferrari's Puro Sangue SUV by about $43,000 and the limited edition F80 by more than $350,000.
455 News Radio 92.3, and we're on the same track of this story here. Madison Allworth comes in and explains some of this tariff situation.
He was saying that he really wants to onshore car manufacturing and incentivize automakers to build here. He says he's talked to the automakers, and the ones that have factories here are thrilled, and the ones that don't, they're going to have to get going and build them. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney says that the auto tariffs are a, quote, direct attack on his country, and that once he sees the details, he will take retaliatory measures. The EU Commission spokesperson also saying that the European Union will issue a response to new import tariffs in a timely manner. But Trump saying on Truth Social, quote, if the European Union works with Canada in order to do economic harm to the USA, large-scale tariffs will be placed on them both.
And starting today, the Social Security Administration enacting a policy change that will see it withhold 100% of any overpayments made to recipients. The withholding will last until the amount is repaid. And up until now, the agency had only withheld 10% of benefits to make up for overpayments.
Okay, ever wanted an apartment with a view of a baseball stadium?
If it's not too loud, sure.
Well, now you can rent one. Fox's business, Kelly Sabrini, has more on these luxury condos. The first group, St. Louis.
I asked the COO of Ballpark Village, what kind of customers do they have? And he said there's a good mix of people that want to be in this entertainment district. There's about 297 units here, with 50% of the units having a view of the stadium. And of course, you have luxurious amenities. I want to point out, though, that this is not their only condo building that they have. They also have one for Rangers fans in Arlington, Texas. And other companies are dabbling in this, too. So you'll see them in places like Chicago, Minneapolis, San Diego. And you might be wondering, how much does this cost? It's a two-bedroom apartment, goes for $4,295, but units start at about $1,800.
All righty. Let's see here. Well, you know what? It's just past 4:55, so why don't we...
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
All righty. This traffic and weather update brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Let's see. We do have some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And we do have an accident report on North Davis Highway. This is going to be if you are traveling northbound towards I-10, causing some minor backups in that area. Last major spots, Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, 75 degrees, low of 62 tonight. Tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 74 and a low of 65.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, what's up with the Saturday and Sunday forecast? It's 50 and 60% chance of rain.
Yeah.
What happened?
And it's weird. Sunday night's supposed to be clear, and then rain chances come in Monday.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, listen, measles outbreak in the U.S. is growing. Better be concerned about it. Tanya J. Powers has more.
Just 3 months into 2025, the number of measles cases in the U.S. has topped infections for the entire year of 2024. Numbers from the Centers for Disease Control find that as of March 20th, there have been 378 cases in 18 states, including Alaska, California, Georgia, Kansas, and New York. The largest outbreaks have been reported in West Texas, spreading to New Mexico. New cases have been reported in two Ohio counties, prompting that state's top health official to urge Ohioans to vaccinate their children against the virus. The CDC says in 95% of the nationwide cases, the vaccination status is unvaccinated or unknown. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And a noted anti-vaccine activist has been tapped to head a federal study on autism. Public health experts are blasting the appointment of David Geyer. We touched on him yesterday. They say that his claims about a link to immunizations have been widely debunked for years. And Baylor infectious disease expert Dr. Peter Hotez told a meeting this week at Rice University that he's been trying to reason with skeptics for years and they refuse to listen.
So you're off work heading to go home. Well, why don't you skip the home thing and head over to the beach? It's a beautiful afternoon. Might want to check out a nice sunrise over there, or sunset. Also, green flags are flying along the beach, so
right.
That's some good stuff. Hey, you may want to keep the wrapper on that piece of gum you're about to pop into your mouth here, CJ Papa.
That stick of gum could stick with you for a long time. Researchers at UCLA find chewing gum can add microplastics to your saliva, contributing to the accumulation of the tiny particles in the human body. Scientists chowing down on 10 major brands of gum and finding over 600 microplastic particles per gram released into saliva. It's an alarming trend for scientists who say these particles show up in everything from blood to vital organs. According to the study's principal investigator, most of the microplastics detached from gum within the first 2 minutes of chewing. The FDA currently has no limits for microplastics in food and maintains current evidence doesn't show harm. CJ Papa, Fox News.
SunPass scams, absolutely real. Do not click on the link. Just don't do it. It takes you to the scammer. If you need some more information, reportfraud.ftc.gov. Good luck to you.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.